We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Kind of shuffling in and out here, but we've got our next guest in the studio, and that is Dan Watkins. He is the post commander here for VFW Post 1786.
We kind of made you rush in and out there, huh?
Yeah.
It sure did.
It's like the old days pre-pandemic. Good to talk to you again, sir.
You too. How have you been?
I've been well. Things are going good. I'm trying to see who's got the you got the longer beard than Nick here.
These days. Yeah, well, back in the old days, it was reversed.
Yeah. Well, and my son dared me at 19 to grow a beard, and I just got attached to it. So
well, there you go.
They're hard to let go once you have them,
especially when it gets down to your chest.
Like the commitment, it feels like you're giving something up if you go shave at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's actually getting longer than my braid. Anyway, so I don't know where to begin. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you in here. I know we tried to get you in here last week, but glad we could reschedule you because you guys do some good work here in the community, and a lot of that usually happens here in the springtime, I know.
I think that's kind of when it all kicks off for the whole year. So, and we usually start off with our annual Memorial Day ceremony, which is going to be May 30th this year. But that's not the first thing we're doing this year. Yeah, where to begin? So I'm sure there's some people out there in Radio Land that know who Lori Davis is from Northview School. She's one of the music teachers, and she's done a lot of fundraising-type programs, music programs and whatnot. She is retiring this year. And she reached out to me last year about doing a music program. And what this is going to be, it's going to be a music program at Peace Memorial Hall on April 28th at 7 p.m. It's going to be kind of a Bob Hope-style music program, and I'm sure there's people out there in Radio Land that know who Bob Hope was, and there's probably some that don't. But she said it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a free event. She's also doing a quilt raffle, and I'm waiting to get the picture from her to put it on our Facebook page. And she wants to do a cash donation box, but all proceeds are going to go to our relief fund for the VFW. And what that is designed for active duty soldiers and veterans to a bit of monetary relief if they need it, pay bills, electric bills, gas bills, maybe an emergency repair on your car. I know the last 2 years, since everybody's been kind of, oh no, we can't do anything, we're stuck inside. Well, I know World War II, a Korean veteran, we bought him a bed, we got another one, a freezer.
Nice.
Just little things like that. That's what the relief fund's for, and it's also for memorials. There's possibility, if somebody needs help with a funeral, we can help with that. So it's a really, really good thing, and we're really, really looking forward to doing this. And with that being said, since Lori's listening, I think she just sent me a picture of the quilt. Yep, she did. Here, anybody want to see? No. Anyway. And then again, of course, our Memorial Day ceremony will be May 30th this year. It'll be at 11 a.m.
Okay.
At Valley View Memorial Park.
And that's the one here just east of town, right?
The one here just east of town, where since I've been back for going on 4 years now, we'll see what happens this month if I'm still the post commander. And I'm just going to kind of put this one out there. We're going to have our third annual Patriots March this year. And this march is 26.2 miles. It's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke. And I did the last eight with our first place finisher last year or so.
And some people go kind of, they wear the backpack and stuff too, don't they?
Minimum weight of 15 pounds.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yep. It's no joke. It's 15. 15 is the minimum. And then there's the 45 and over for all those younger guys that are, don't value their bodies, as Nick's over there going, nope, that's not me. Also, this month, I'm sure everybody's aware of, is Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also Military Women's History Month. And we decided that this month we're going to focus on the female veterans. We don't differentiate. Once you join us, you're part of us, you're called a comrade. Put aside everything that's going on in the world right now, but we're all comrades, we're all equals. And I know there's a lot of female veterans out there. One of the biggest things that I need to stress is we're not the good old boys club. I know there's a lot of people that still believe that, and I've really tried over the last 4 years to prove that wrong. And I know last year, well, the year's not over yet, I know we are pretty close to 3,000 hours in veterans and community service for this year. So we have been busy. Busy, 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 busy.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you'd probably like to get your numbers up, too, here as far as women participants.
Yes. And the thing is, Brandon, it's from what I've seen in my short experience with the VFW, because I haven't been a member that long. One of the things that I've seen is a lot of the female veterans don't think they'll fit in. And I have three that are members of my post, and we're just under 300 members. But it's not so much that. It's getting them introduced to our post, the VFW system, and then also so they can help other females, because the Veterans Administration has done, over the last couple of years, three, maybe 4 years, they've really focused on women's care. And that's something that we all talked about. Membership-wise, it's like, we need to get the female veterans in here, because so they know if they need help for whatever it is, hey, we're here. And then they can pass it on and so forth.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this, I know we have some good female listenership here on K-Man, so certainly give them a call over there at the VFW, and good opportunity for some good community service and other, I mean, you guys do all kinds of stuff over there.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff. And I mean, 100% of it, except for when we have our meetings, is all about service, because we meet at the First Methodist Church, 1231 Points. We like it there. We'd kind of like someplace bigger, but you know what? It works. Mm-hmm. Because we can't say, we're going to have a dinner. It's like, oh, wait, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's, you know, show people who we are, what we do. And that's what I like to say to all veterans, not just the female veterans, but all veterans. Are you ready for your next mission? Because we don't stop running. We don't. We're always, we got a core group of guys, and I literally mean that. And we really do a lot. I mean, we really do. I'm really proud of this post.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and again, and Memorial Day will be here before you know it, but that's always a great event. We've covered it a few times here. When we've been able to here during, I know during the pandemic, there was a little, I think some challenges with that here, but
we still did it.
You still did it. Yeah.
Yep, we still did it. And I'm going to kind of give a spoiler. We are actually working on some more World War II vets. I'm not going to say who. It's not going to be Mr. Sharp. There's a couple other ones in some of the facilities around here that a couple of our members are going to reach out to see if they would like to speak this year.
Cool.
So that's still in the planning. That's May. We got plenty of time.
Yeah. So. Very cool. As far as anything else planned here later this year? Do you guys have anything coming up around September 11th or anything like that?
Yeah, that's the Patriots March.
Oh, that's
that's the Patriots March. Okay. And then the annual picnic that we have, I won't know until our district meeting next month if we're going to have it in Manhattan. They're kind of looking at maybe Ogden or Junction City, because it's a district function. It's not just the post. And I know we've hosted it. Okay, as long as I can remember, which hasn't been that long. But we're going to kind of reach out, and I don't know if we're going to have it in Ogden or Junction City this year. So, but I'm just post commander. That's it. I did my run at the top, so I'm happy just being post commander.
Well, if people have a community event here and they want to invite the VFW.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just send us a message on our Facebook page. It's VFW Post 1786 and Auxiliary of Manhattan.
Right on. Cool. Anything else on your list here, or do we cover it all?
We covered it all. I was actually prepared this time. But and then just to kind of say it again, I know we got all of our regular stuff going on, but I've been talking to Mrs. Davis a lot about this concert. Come out to it on April 28th at 7. I mean, I just talked to her this morning, actually, and she was like, oh, we're going to do this. She's like, it's just going to be like a Bob Hope show. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
that will be fun. For all of you who don't remember Bob Hope, he was great at hosting things like that. So, yeah, I can imagine. Any idea who's going to be in that role? Do you have?
I know it's going to be the elementary school kids. Okay. So, and I talked to her this morning. Hi, Lori. I know you're listening. She was telling me some of the details, and I'm not going to release them, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
And Nick's giving us the thumbs up.
Right on. I'll look forward to that. And again, you guys mentioned that fund that helps with so many
relief
opportunities. What a great opportunity. I imagine that helps with folks who maybe, you mentioned funerals. I know every once in a while there's a funeral that comes along where somebody doesn't have a lot of family. You guys assist with stuff like that.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah. Let me touch on that real quick. So not only us, but I got to put a shout out to the American Legion. Okay, Dan, be politically correct. Let's say we don't see eye to eye on some things, but when it comes to an honor guard and a memorial service, we join forces. And there's been a lot already this year. But it's kind of a nice thing because we're all veterans, but to honor that veteran that's died, it's an honor. It really is. So, and they can, again, reach out to the Post Facebook page. I have a very good relationship with the funeral homes here in town, and they always reach out to us, and we make something happen, so.
Good. It's good we have that in our community. Good we have people that are always looking out for others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's... That's one of the biggest honors I can do as a veteran, is the color guard, the honor guard. Everything else means absolutely nothing. I hate to say that, but that's how I feel.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here soon. And
absolutely.
We'll bring you on here before Memorial Day, and we'll talk about that again.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Good talking to you, too.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus in a moment. We're going to be talking St. Patrick's Day activities this weekend here in Aggieville. News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues in a moment.